Simon & Schuster Audio presents Keep Moving, Notes on Loss, Creativity, and Change by Maggie Smith. Read by the author.
One. Revision. The Long Book. When my daughter was in second grade, she struggled with anxiety at bedtime, about death in particular, but also about the future in general. I would tuck her in at night and lie with her in the dark, holding her, listening. "When will I die?" she'd ask. "Will you definitely die before me, because you're older?" What could I tell her? There are no guarantees in this life. But she was 8 years old. I'd smooth her hair from her face and try my best to find the right words to calm her mind. "Yes, I'm sure I'll die before you. But not until I'm very old and you're a grown-up." The questions kept coming. Will we miss each other when we're dead? Will we even know we're dead? When will it happen? Will we feel it? "Life is long, a long book," I told her. "And you're only on the first chapter. Who wants to ruin a book by worrying about the end the whole time? Who wants to know how a book will end?" "That would be boring," she said. And of course, she was right. Life is a book, long, if we're lucky. And we write it as we go. The ending isn't written, waiting for us to arrive. I'd known this all along, logically, but I hadn't yet felt it. I thought that I knew my story. I thought that what I was living was the whole story, but it was only a chapter. After almost 19 years together, my ex-husband and I separated. When my marriage ended, and with it the life I had known, the book did not end. Suddenly, there were so many blank pages, so many blank years ahead to fill. There were days, weeks, when I could hardly get out of bed, hardly eat, but I felt the desire to write. If everything was going to fall apart, I told myself, at least I could.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?